So hello and welcome to Fridays with Daria Hansen. And I'm just so blessed this quarter to have Daria show up with me every Friday to bring you some new inspiration, light, joy, interesting points of view, and interesting ways of looking at the world that really have the capacity, I don't know, to just change so much. So Daria, just in our pre-chat, we're having a little conversation. Why don't you just share with people kind of what you've been sort of, I don't know, reflecting on this last week?
Well, last week has been quite interesting for a lot of people that I have spoken to or have seen recently. And the common theme that I have noticed this week has been trust. And trust in what's showing up is exactly what you're asking for. And it might not look the way you thought it would when you put out the request and a demand out in the universe. And a lot of us have been asking for a huge change. I remember myself a couple months ago, screaming and yelling on top of my lungs in my own room, going, you know what? I have built a beautiful, beautiful box of a different life that most people desire to have. And that is not enough for me.
Wow.
And what
then,
else?
Then you had to trust.
And then I had to trust. Yeah. And also I didn't know what I was going to show up. And one of the things I kept telling myself, I kept telling the universe, having a conversation out loud was, you know what? Show me what is available to me. Show me what's possible and show me out of control, out of definition, out of limitation, because everything that I could ever conceive, I have now. Conceive in my mind, I have now. And it's obviously not enough because I'm still waking up knowing that there is something else and greater and more possible, but not from the space of ungratitude and the lack of gratitude for what I have, more from the dissatisfaction, knowing that I'm creating another box. And I saw that in so many people in the last week. In the past few months, they have asked for a different life, a different possibility, a different choice available to them. And then the last week or two, things started shifting and changing and seemingly falling apart. But one of the tools of access consciousness that I love and I will always use for the rest of my life is ask a question. And when you ask a question, is this the change you're asking for, you were asking for, showing up? And if you get a yes, it lights up the world. And most of the time you get a yes. And for every single person I've spoken to, that was a yes. And for me, it was a yes. And I had no idea that for me to go and trust the universe to take care of me and to show me what else is available to me and what I'm actually here to create rather than what I think I'm here to create.
I want to go back to that concept of trust with you because, you know, it seems to me, having gone through a bunch of stomach bug this last week, that change comes and it not only doesn't look like you think it will, but how do you trust in that moment when it actually is chaos?
That's the time when most of us like to go in a conclusion and a point of view that everything is wrong and I screwed up something. What did I do wrong? Why am I sick? What's happening with my body? Or for some of us, it was losing the jobs. I know a few people who lost their positions and they were holding on to them for a long time. And some of them were transferred to different departments to work with different things. And some of them had a problem with their children and all kinds of things. And the question that I always ask of myself and of others that brings us back to trust is this the process you have asked for? And is this the fastest way to get you where you're going? And
wow.
That question, most people don't even have an answer to it because we want to say no, but there is something inside of us going and whispering in our ear, you know what, maybe it is. And wow. So it's okay to not have an answer to the question. It's actually perfect. because you're not going to the conclusion that now everything is right. You're still in the question on what else is going to be showing up now. And what the piece that I love about trust is that in the reality out there, trust is more like a blind faith. I trust that the universe will have my back and take care of me. And then people close their eyes and close their ears and close down their awareness and then just let things, let the flow and let the current take them wherever it goes. But I think trust is actually trust in the universe that it will, it does have your back and it is taking you on the journey you have asked for, that is the greatest choice for you that you have requested in your world, but also be 100% present and aware, listen to the whispers, and be aware if there is some turns that are available to you that you can take to shortcut or change things, not be in a blind faith. Be still the creator of your life. And that's where the trust is a very interesting topic, because you can totally let go and become blind and let someone else lead you, or you can let go and work with someone else and something else leading
you. Daria, we have just run out of time. This morning was brilliant, as always. It goes by so fast. How can we reach you and how can we find out more about you?
DariaHanson.com. You're welcome to find me there.
Awesome. Thank you so much.